very much. I'm certainly, Mr. Ramirez, want to thank you for your kind words. It's very nice that I can hear some words. We're all humans. We like to have people say nice things to us. First and foremost, Father Paul Lance from Our Lady of Guadalupe Church, Mayor Mike Royal and Mrs. Royal, who had to leave, Her Majesty Elisa Amayo, Queen of the American GI Forum of the State of Kansas, Maxine Rodriguez, a national chairperson for the ladies, women, Jacqueline Larida, vice chairman, Mario Diaz from Kansas, Dr. Ladislao Lopez and his wife from Kansas, Jay Gonzalez, state chairman from Nebraska, Joe Juarez, Al Martinez, and also my good friend, Red Munnelly, whom I had the pleasure of talking to for 2 days, not only a great humanitarian, but also a great leader, a very interesting person. I also want to thank our good friends who are here today, especially Mr. Hargett for that wonderful, inspiring speech, where he spoke so highly of the American GI Forum. Mr. Hargett, thank you very much. I want to make one or two brief announcements, and of course, the recipient of the Founders Day Award, which is the award I give to the outstanding person in the United States. I am now honoring Luis Tellez as honoree on the Founders Day banquet on March 19, Friday. I hope you're able to attend. I've been told a lot of things. First thing, told me you're not too smart, you're not too bright, you're not too organized. They told you you're just good looking and sexy. Well, I have accepted that. So in order to overcome that weakness, they tell me always start your speech with a good joke. It happened to me. I'm very proud of my cap, as you well know. In California, I was there one day, up on the 9th or 10th floor, and they said, Dr. Garcia, you have an emergency call on the mezzanine. I didn't know what mezzanine was. That's what it said, you know, number two, the second floor. So I ran downstairs, elevated. But in the process, I forgot my cap, see? So then I went downstairs, and the mezzanine, they have this Miss California USA beauty pageant, you know? And this pretty girl, who later became Queen of California, stopped me. She said, may I have your autograph? And sure, I took off my pen, wrote down there, Dr. Hector P. Garcia, founder of the American GI Forum, Corpus Christi, Texas. She saw the car and tore it into 1,000 pieces. I said, Miss California, why did you do that to me? You asked me who I was, and I gave you my autograph. She said, well, I made a serious mistake, sir. What was that mistake? She said, I thought you were Gregory Peck. So, from now on, you see, I have to wear my cap. Because the next time, they're going to tell me, Red, you look like Rock Hudson, and that's more trouble for me. Because I also have a jealous wife, like you are jealous of your wife, I see. Ladies and gentlemen, I am not going to be extensive in my preparation. I'm not here to address you. I'm not here to talk to you. I'm here to challenge all of you Americans in this room. I challenge you to rise to greater heights of achievement and dedication and work. Today, those of us who have lived through the Great Depression are now beginning to see that it will soon be here again to us, a second big one. I'm asking you, as Americans, to show your compassion and your humanitarian and get involved in those things. It's been said that the bell tolls for thee, not for the American GI Forum. I've come here to blow the bugle on you, to ring the clarion and challenge you to move again. You will not hear me complimenting you. I am rolling the drum again. And that drum will keep you in cadence and in pace to keep our people from suffering in disgrace. I hope you understand me. What is today? I'm a doctor of medicine. Today I'm told you only have your patients maybe 100 years old, 4 emergency calls a year. You will be paid for that no more. You will only have 12 visits a year for your great-grandparents or so, and that's not enough to even treat one sickness. You are told you cannot give any more aid to the family dependent children because we have reached the limit. We are told that your parents who don't have a dollar in South Texas will have to pay for the medicine now. You are told that education is our freedom, and freedom is everybody's choice. Well, it's not the children's choice. It's not the students' choice. It's our choice to see that we get more money for them to go to college. I see paid people in jail, students in jail, University of Texas. I don't know about Nebraska, maybe you're better off. They're stopping in the senior year. They're quitting in the junior year. And why? Because we have let them cut down, Mr. Hargett, on the programs of loans. I see children at home not able to get vitamins. I see people not even able to buy milk. I see them shivering in the cold, in the winter, and sweating in the summer from the heat. I see my patients going to the hospitals to stay in the waiting rooms, to stay in the lobby, hoping to alleviate the heat prostration by the free air conditioning of the hospital. I come here not to talk to you, but to challenge you, and I hope you will recognize that. In the tradition of the American GI Forum in the United States, honoring our people, our women and our youth, at this occasion, I would like to present Lisa Amayo, Su Majestad, Lisa de la Casa de Amayo, Reina del American GI Forum de Kansas, con tres simbólicas flores, el rojo, el blanco y el azul, nuestros colores del American GI Forum, por su presencia aquí. Miss Amayo, por favor.
Thank you very much. I'm honored here to be here tonight. And I'd like to thank everybody here that's welcomed me very gratefully. I'd like to thank you for these flowers.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So today I'm asking you to be more active in our organization and others, to remember we're all Americans. In death, we're Americans. In birth, we're Americans. And in war, we're also Americans. We cannot afford to see the poor and the needy suffer anymore. I recall how it was, 46 and 48. I remember one sad day when a little boy came over to Dr. Garcia. Mama's sick at home. I went to the little boy's house, and sure enough, Mama was sick at home in one room shack with six children laying around her bed, and her lungs had ruptured from tuberculosis. We had the highest infant mortality rate in the nation. We had a grade level of two-year school. In 1946, we had over 240,000 of our children school age. Only 120,000 attended school. Of the 120,000 that attended schools, 70% of them failed to make a passing grade. Today, we see violent segregation in the public schools of Texas. Education is our freedom, and freedom is everybody's choice. But unfortunately, education is not everybody's choice. We have to make the system work for us and work for everyone. If we fail to educate one of our child, whether it be Anglo, Black, or White, or Protestant, Catholic, or Jew, we have failed in the system. We cannot be selected. This is not an elitist society of the rich, or the poor, or the mighty, or the high, the IQ. Democracy, it's good for everyone. I have to go back, and I have to give testimony in single-member districts. Why? Because I believe in that district, the poor are there, or just cotton pickers, or workers, then they have a right to have representation of democracy, as well as those who are highly educated, or powerful, or rich. And this is the philosophy of the American GI Forum. Today, we honor the Vietnam veterans. And we were the first ones and the last ones to do it because we believe that the reason of the war was not their problem. The problem is that they were fighting for our country. And we own the obligation of sustaining them, helping them, advising them, and guiding them. And the American GI Forum, more than any veterans organization, stood the ground and did this today. But how could we forget that in 1949, Felix Longoria from Texas, a volunteer in Luzon, Philippines, in World War II, died in action, infantry officer. He came back to his hometown and said, I'm sorry, they told the widow, we cannot bury Longoria here because he's a Mexican. A Mexican has never used the chapel here, and we cannot bury him here. Thanks to Senator Lyndon Johnson, We buried Felix Longoria, the National Cemetery in Arlington, with full military honors. And today, side by side, close by in that cemetery of heroes, they lie and he lies close to close, side by side, to Kennedy and Robert Kennedy, and our president can pass this concept, John F. Kennedy. The challenge is here. We must move on. Lunch program.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.